sports in the afternoon. This is the Big Show on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
What I heard is just old school camp, really hard practices, and get ready for a season. I experienced a little bit last year during the season. The team has their own identity, and that's hard work. And when I came here from Edmonton, and that's not nothing against Edmonton, but the practices here are just on different level. It's like a game. So I think it gets you ready. It's getting you ready for the game, and it's not as big of a transition from practice to game.
Ladislav Schmid. Forgot that. This is his first Flames training camp, acquired last November by Calgary from Edmonton. And no, nothing against Edmonton, but just a different level of practice here. That's something against Edmonton.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't think you can.
Whether you mean it to be or not.
It's a little bit of a shot there. Absolutely. Camps are funny things. Every coach that I've ever seen in an NHL environment is, always talked about, this is going to be, it's going to be different. It's always going to be different. Ours is going to be this, and ours is going to be that. I know Bob Hartley stresses the conditioning, and the camps have a reputation of being very difficult. Curious now that this is the second full camp that he's had. Mark Giordano did a good job as captain going around and talking to the Sam Bennetts of the world and talking to the other young players and kind of preparing them for this. I'm wondering, is it going to be outwardly noticeable tomorrow and Saturday when we get out there? Are we really... are we going to notice that big a difference? There is an expectation of work, certainly, but again, a bigger camp with 65 bodies. Now, not every one of them is going to be involved. There's some injuries in there. I don't think Emil Poirier and Tyler Watherspoon, Eric Roy, some of the young guys, might not be there. So we're talking about 60 bodies on ice. I'm very curious to see how it plays out.
Yeah, and I don't know if I'm anticipating it to be much different than it was last year, because last year was a hard camp. I think last year we came into camp and we were like, holy cow, these guys are huffing and puffing. And whereas this year, I wonder if it's just kind of, this is kind of like last year. It's another hard camp.
Yep.
He's putting them through their paces. There's no breaks. They're doing the skating drills at the end of every practice session, and the off ice is hard, all of that. So I'm kind of just expecting it to be a continuation of last year's camp, a continuation of the work ethic that they kind of had instilled in them as part of their identity last year. And the only thing I'll be interested in is how some of the new players adapt. Mason Raymond or who else would be in that mix? Mason Raymond and Derek Engelin and Brandon Bolig and Sam Bennett and Johnny Gaudreau, how they react to having a training camp quite this hard. Maybe it's different than training camps they've had in the past. Maybe it's not. But that's something that I'll be watching.
Well, here's Mason Raymond talking about his expectation of this camp.
I mean, you hear about it, I guess. I mean, I think Randy was no slouch in the training camp department either in Toronto. So, every training camp, I mean, this is what you prepare for all summer and get moving towards. I was fortunate enough to skate with a lot of the guys here during the lockout. So, you talk, and as I said, I mean, you never know what to expect. I guess expect the unexpected for what could come, but for a lot of us, and I guess everybody, I think, as I said, I keep repeating, but we're excited to get underway, and today's day one.
Yeah, there's got to be some real truth to that. Guys like Mason Raymond, some other guys are probably, let's just go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just, I've done the, yes, it's good to be home, and yes, I grew up cheering for this team, and yes, my family and all that. Yeah, but let's go. And the expectation questions and all of those things, you really need to know what you've got. We talked about competition about an hour ago. Will this be as competitive a camp as the Flames want it to be? It's not a knock against anybody. It's just a simple question. Are the prospects at a place, are the young guys at a place that they can push these veterans? Remember, this is a 27th place team. We're not talking about the defending Stanley Cup champion. There's a ton of space for improvement.
Yep. Goes right back to more.
More, exactly.
Needs to be more, right?
Yeah, more. Give me more.
That's why I think they're so... I really believe that concept is the reason why Brad Treliving went out of his way to make this a camp that should be competitive. He's made it so there are a lot of bodies. He's made it so that there might be four or five guys really only battling for one spot, because that's a way you can get more. So say the guy that you think is going to be that number six defenseman, say that you believe that's him, but you wanted to play at this level as opposed to that level.
Yeah.
Well, how's a way to get that out of him? Have a bunch of other guys play at that level and push him here.
Yeah.
And so because of that, I think that competition is, I believe competition is the central theme of this camp. And I believe that's kind of their print more as a concept, and the way that you can kind of turn it from a concept into something that's actually living and breathing. One of the ways, anyway, is having competition.
To me, you've got competition in the back end in goal for the number one spot. And I think Yoni Ortio's got to push too. I think it's got to be a 3-man race. I don't see why he would. You'd hate to see Yoni Ortio come in and kind of just accept his position, right? On the back end, there's a lot of bodies there. I guess 5 and beyond in that 5 slot.
Yep.
There's a lot of bodies there. I mean, you would think right now your top 4 are Giordano, Brody, Russell,
Weidman. That would be my
or
guess.
Or Schmid.
I wouldn't have Schmid playing in my top 4. I think that he is.
But I don't think Weidman was playing top 4 last year at the end, was he?
No, I think I'd be more comfortable Weidman
he
on your
should
second
be.
Pairing.
He should be.
At
right?
that certainly at that right. money and, yeah. and what he's capable of. He should Russell and Weidman at times last year, decent pairing. So if those two and if Brody and Giordano can be your top 4, I think that would be your ideal. And then probably Schmid and Englund. And maybe a rotating other body goes through there as well.
Yeah.
That would be your ideal as your third pairing. I don't think you want Schmid playing on your second pairing. I don't know if he's equipped for that at this point.
Yeah, he can. I think he can in a pinch, absolutely. But, yeah, so let's just agree that at 5, it really starts to thicken up, right?
It does, because then all of a sudden, Corey Potter and Sheldon Brookbank
and
Rafael Diaz enter that conversation,
without
too.
Bringing in Pat Seeloff and without bringing in Tyler Wotherspoon into that conversation, right?
So I think that there's going to be a lot, and that, and that's how, you know, if you want Rafael Diaz to really wow you, and that's the way he's going to make the team, and he does, well, then he's also going to be pushing Sheldon Brookbank, who's trying to do the same thing, and it's natural. I mean, it doesn't always work out, and it's not a perfect science, but I think there's a very good potential that it can push guys to where they want them to be and maybe get the most out of certain players, even if they're not going to be in the highest impact roles.
Up front, it's a little bit of a dog's breakfast because that right side is so weak. You know, what are you going to do? Obviously, you're going to be, you know, moving some guys out of position over there. This might be the longest that a Calgary sports talk show has gone without mentioning the name Johnny Gaudreau in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been...
Because we have not brought up, you know, Gaudreau in this case.
3 hours and 21 minutes.
But the potential, I think the potential for the real battles and the real competition is going to come up front. I really do. And I think it needs to, you know, for so many reasons, other than they've got goals to replace from Mike Camilleri. But they, even with Mike Camilleri, they didn't score enough. They've got to show some, you know, continual development. You know, Sean Monahan's got to take another step. Joe Colburn's got to take another step. You hope Michael Backlund, you know, we already established, I think we're both in the same boat that, wow, you know, Michael Backlund's now arrived. What else is there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Curtis Glencross, you're north of 30, but, you know, if you're healthy, what can you provide? You would hope that the most competition or the thickest competition would be in the front, won't you?
Yeah, and I think that is ideal because not just that, but you take a look. I think that that fourth line, there's only 3, maybe 4 guys that you can see slotting in there.
Right.
But the first 3 lines, there's so many interchangeable parts, right?
Yeah.
And so if there's not competition and if there's not tough decisions there, then I think it's a disappointing camp. And so, you know, that's why it's interesting the way Gaudreau plays into it. And, you know, you mentioned the right wing situation. I think the top 2 right wingers could be out of position guys. I think
Hudler and
Colburn could be your top 2 right wingers. And right now you look at most depth charts, Hudler's listed as a left winger and Colburn's listed as a center.
Right.
And I think they both moved to the right side, and that's their position to start the year.
But you're right. Yeah. I mean, and that, you know, and I, who knows, maybe that's the future for Johnny Gaudreau. Maybe that's the future for Sven Berchi. Maybe that's how you get those guys in the lineup, right?
That's why I can see a guy like Gaudreau. That's why I can see a guy like Ferland or somebody like that making the team. Because you know what? If they have to sit a Setoguchi or sit a Jones or sit a certain guy to make room for somebody else, I think that because there's so many interchangeable parts, it's a whole lot easier to do that. You know, if you sit Setoguchi, it's not like you're like, okay, we're sitting a top nine forward in place of a guy who shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
It's more that you're sitting a guy so that a guy who can also play there is playing and maybe doing the job a little bit better than you are right now.
So the Flames undergoing medicals today, and probably within the next 4 or 5 days we'll hear who did best. My money is on Backlund or Giordano.
Yeah, because Backlund killed it last year, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
And I don't know, have you seen Gio this year?
Yep.
He looks even more like intimidating than he usually does.
Oh no, he's taking it to another level.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully it just fits in with his arsenal of what he's able to do on the ice and just adds to that. We'll take a break. When we come back, I threatened to do this a couple of days ago. I want to, just with Pat, remind people about some of the faces in new places. Because I think, I keep coming across going, oh, that's right, he's there now. Well, take a look at the Pacific Division and see some of the new faces and who's made some significant turnover. When we come back, it's Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
If it's on the 200 by 85, it's right here first. Calgary's home for the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Next up on the all-out clear-out 2014 lot, we have the Ram 1500. Motor Trend's Truck of the Year. We'll start the bidding at, sold to the man in the hat, $27,498. Next, the Dodge Grand Caravan, Canada's number one selling minivan for 30 years, sold, cleared out at $20,998. And who wouldn't like Canada's number one selling crossover, the Dodge Journey? Can I get a 19,998? Yes!
The all-out clear-out is on now at your Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram dealer. Get up to over $10,000 in total discounts. So if you want a great deal, get to your dealer today.
Unlock your creative vision with the Canon EOS 6D DSLR from Memory Express. This powerful professional camera comes with high-quality design features like a full-frame 20.2 megapixel CMOS sensor and a Digic 5 Plus processor to make taking crisp, perfectly lit pictures and movies easy. Plus, the Canon EOS 6D's built-in Wi-Fi transfers directly. Get your Canon EOS 6D today at 3 Calgary locations or memoryexpress.com.
Memory Express.
Hey there, nice flooring. How long did you spend deciding on the Brazilian Kumaru for your new home?
Just a couple weeks.
Yeah, many weeks. And how long did you spend talking with your builder about the warranty for that home? Well, good news. The government has introduced new warranty standards to better protect you and your new home. So put down those paint chips and know your role by visiting homewarranty.alberta.ca.
Part of the Building Alberta Plan, a message from the Government of Alberta.
What type of advertiser counts on Sportsnet 960 to deliver results? All types.
Hello, this is Alamine from Okotoks Honda. We're here to meet your sales, service, or automotive needs. Advertising on Sportsnet 960 has been effective because it has allowed us to reach sports fans in Calgary.
Would you recommend Sportsnet 960 to other advertisers?
Absolutely. It's been effective for us, and I'm sure it'll be effective for your business.
Advertising on Sportsnet 960 works for Okotoks Honda. Call the Sportsnet 960 sales department at 291-0000.
When my mom got sick, everyone cried, except my mom. She said we had to be strong. We went to the hospital a lot. It smelled funny. Then one day, we stopped going.
That was the best day. I still needed time to recover, and thanks to my TD Critical Illness Insurance, I could actually take it. I think all of us needed that time.
With TD Critical Illness Insurance, a one-time payment can help cover your financial obligations, so you'll have one less thing to worry about. Learn more at tdinsurance.com/CI. Exclusions apply.
Shank Sports Grill and Sportsnet 960 present Monday Night Football. Join me, Pat Steinberg at Shank South, and Ryan Pinder at Shanks North every Monday. Enter for your chance to win a trip for two to San Diego to see the Chargers take on the Broncos. Includes air, hotel, tickets, and more. Plus, Shanks has great prizes, including New Era caps from Jersey City, courtesy of New Era. Speak with your cap. And Monday Night specials like $3.95 chicken wings and $4.95 Bud Light draft. Monday Night Football at Shanks North and Shanks South.
Due to the overwhelming success of our 97th birthday bash and Ford employee pricing, we're carrying it over.
Ford employee pricing is back.
Visit Macklin Ford today and get up to $14,000 in price adjustments on the F-150.
You pay what we pay.
It's that simple.
But only until September 30th.
And if you're a Costco member, you get an additional $1,000 rebate.
If you buy your new vehicle anywhere else, you will probably pay too much.
Macklin Ford, Glenmore at Deerfoot.
Hi, Brian Baumler here, inviting you to the Lowe's Renew Your Kitchen event. Spice up your kitchen now with 15% off stylish Schuler cabinets, available only at Lowe's. 15% off all in-stock cabinets and countertops, 50% off all Allen & Roth blinds and shades, plus 8mm Caribbean cherry laminate flooring, now a special buy at just 69 cents per square foot. Get all the ingredients you need for less during the Renew Your Kitchen event. On now! Lowe's, never stop improving.
What does luxury mean to you? Is it a class? An accent? At Lincoln, it's the distinct features that set our vehicles apart. During the Lincoln Open Door event, explore our first ever MKC Luxury CUV with an all EcoBoost engine lineup, intelligent all-wheel drive, and class-exclusive push-button shift. And now, with exceptional lease rates on select Lincoln models, you can redefine luxury in the best way. Yours. The Lincoln Open Door event. Some conditions apply. For details, visit LincolnCanada.com.
Hey, what's going on? I thought I'd call this one in on my new Samsung Superphone from Visions Electronics. It's where you'll find the hottest prices on the Samsung Galaxy S5 and the Galaxy Note 3. And right now, when you sign up for select two-year plans, Visions will give you a Samsung Gear smartwatch for free. Not $50 like some other places. So get a Superphone and this crazy cool smartwatch for free.
Can I have my phone back?
I'm kind of in the middle of a Visions.
I need my phone back.
Visions Electronics.
That's my watch.
Better cellular plans. Come on.
We are with Calgary sports fans through thick and thin. Here's hoping we have more thick than thin coming our way. Sportsnet 960. The Fan. Talking sports in the afternoon. This is The Big Show on Sportsnet 960. The Fan.
Well, we want to play an up-tempo game. We want to think of attacking. We want to try to dictate the game. When we play, we want it to be about us and how we play. And so that's our focus, is to make sure that we're ready and that we can play the way we want to play. And that'll be with tempo, and it'll be attacking, and with discipline as well, though. Like, we want to be a real disciplined team. We want to stay out of the penalty box and play hard.
Willie Desjardins, the new head coach of the Vancouver Canucks. The only coaching change in the offseason in the Pacific Division of the seven teams. He replaces John Tortorella. Anaheim, San Jose, Los Angeles, Phoenix, Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton. That is how the Pacific finished last year, with only Anaheim, San Jose, and Los Angeles making the postseason. And you know, we don't have to do it on a regular, you know, basis, but we'll do it as the preseason plays itself out. Do want to take a look at new faces and new places. Mm-hmm. We'll start with the Anaheim Ducks, who have been in the news today, Pat. Finished tops in the Western Conference with 116 points, led the Pacific Division, were knocked out in the second round Stanley Cup champions, the LA Kings. So, who's gone? Well, Timo Solani, Saku Koivu, Nick Bonino, Lucas Zabisa, Stefan Robida, Jonas Hiller, who's here in Calgary, Matthew Perreault, Daniel Winnick, David Steckel, and Nolan Jonkman. Well, funny enough, Jonkman's
here.
David Steckel, though, to be honest, David Steckel's on a tryout for their American League team, so he really hasn't left.
Okay.
Who they have brought in? Louis LeBlanc from the Montreal Canadiens, Ryan Kessler, Nate Thompson from Tampa Bay, Clayton Stoner, who used to be in Minnesota, Jason LaBarbera, who's been everywhere, but most recently in Chicago, and then Danny Heatley, who is in Minnesota. Obviously, Ryan Kessler is the featured piece in terms of what's coming in. You know, we heard the comments from Timo Solani today. They lost Saku Koivu, you know, Stefan Robida. He wasn't there very long. Lucas Zabisa, young guy. Jonas Hiller, veteran, 7 years. To me, it's the two Finns at the top end. That's a pretty big group of leaders to take out of that. Mm-hmm. I think they're okay. I don't think it's going to hurt them that much. But to me, that's probably, you know, Kessler or the loss of the two Finns.
To me, the biggest on-ice thing is Kessler. The biggest off-ice thing is probably having, you know, Saku Koivu and Timo Solani retire. That's a subtraction to your leadership group, no doubt about it. But on ice, I think this is a team that's gotten better from last year. I think they are a better team now than they were to finish last year, because I really like the acquisition of Stoner on the back end. I think he'll be a nice, you know, they don't really have a number one top end defenseman, but they've got a lot of decent defensemen, a lot of solid defensemen. Fowler might eventually be
that
number one guy.
I think Fowler becomes that, yeah.
And he might be already right now, but I don't mind that blue line. It's not as high end as some others in the NHL, but there's some decent pieces there. And then you take a look at what they have up front with Kessler coming in. Now they've got, for the first time, a 1-2 punch that's, you know, pretty comparable to some of the other elite teams in the NHL. Getzlaf Kessler is on par with Kopitar, Carter, and you know, some of the other Western Conference teams. And then there's that Danny Heatley acquisition. They are not going to be asking him to do a lot, because do a lot other than what he can do at this point, because they don't need to. They're a pretty deep team at forward, so they can give him power play time.
Right.
They can give him just offensively tailored minutes and not have to worry about him playing 20 minutes a game. He's there on a one-year, $1 million contract is what it was for Heatley. So there's very little pressure. There's very little expectation. I think that might end up working okay for them in Anaheim. So I like what the Ducks have done. And then the biggest question is not an acquisition or a subtraction, but is John Gibson going to be the guy who takes the reins and becomes their number one?
Or is it Freddie Anderson?
Or Frederick Anderson,
right. Right. You know, and to me, Anaheim's biggest question is in goal, just because they don't have a quote-unquote the veteran backup, right? They're going with two kids. Now, Freddie Anderson was there for most of last year. There are many who think John Gibbons has done everything he can do in the American Hockey League, but they don't have that veteran guy back there. I think the success of the Anaheim Ducks this year will be, you know, kind of on the backs of their young guys in a way. I think Devontae Smith-Pelly takes that next step. You know, I really like some of their bigger kids, Jacob Silverberg, who they got out of Ottawa. I think he can, I think he can do some good things for them. One guy in particular who I thought had an absolute outstanding postseason. Not sure he did much up until that, and you talk about big bodies. Where is he here?
Maroon?
Yeah, Patrick Maroon. Right? I've been obviously so much so that I've memorized his name, but I think Patrick Maroon just could exponentially be better this year. The Ducks will be exponentially better just because of the growth of their youth.
Yeah, I think they're on the right track, because in giving up, they did have to give up Bonino, and Bonino's a serviceable player, but and Sabiza was part of that package as well, but they didn't really have to give up any of their high-end young players. Smith-Pelly's still there. Edom's still there. Vatanen's still there. You know, so Sabiza was a nice player for them, but wasn't seeing a ton of time, so they could part with him and the first-round pick and Bonino, and it was like, all right, you know what? That they didn't really get worse at all, and you bring in Kessler, and bam, they're so much better down the middle. So the Ducks, to me, are kind of like, right now, I'm really excited for the Kings and the Ducks to go head-to-head for that top spot in the Pacific Division, because I don't think there's much separating them at all right now.
Last year, the Calgary Flames finished 10 points better than the Edmonton Oilers, who finished dead last in the Pacific Division. For the Oilers, their offseason departures, Ryan Smith retiring, Sam Gagner goes to Tampa Bay, Taylor Fadun is in San Jose, Belov goes back to Russia, Ben Eager left, Fraser gone, Grebishkov back to Russia, Ryan Jones gone. Who did they bring in? Nikita Nikitin, defenseman from Columbus as well, Teddy Purcell, Mark Fain, Benoit Pouliot, Keith Ollie. Another situation where you like the size of Pouliot. Mark Fain is a, you know, an analytics darling. I think there's a lot of, a lot of value in that. I like Nikita Nikitin as a defenseman. He's always played well against Calgary. But, Pat, to me, almost in the same way of that Anaheim conversation, the Oilers' steps forward will be taken because of the growth from within, the guys they already have.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind the two acquisitions they made in free agency this year. I think Nikita Nikitin will be a very needed part for them on that back end. They don't really have a guy like that, but they didn't make a massive impact type acquisition or add this summer. You're right. It's what happens now with the overall game of Taylor Hall and Jordan Eberle. And, you know, does this team start to turn into the group that for so long we've heard they're going to be? And can that can there be more to the games of Hall? And like, look, I believe Hall is going to be a superstar in this league, and he's put up some pretty darn good points in his career. But, you know, we're talking about a 200-foot game, and we're talking about an overall team commitment to playing a 200-foot game. And we're talking about a team that gave up a lot of goals, and their goaltending didn't help them out.
I think the goaltending's better to start.
I do, too. Yeah. But can it all kind of come together and make it so they do take some steps? I think naturally they will take steps. I don't think there'll be enough to get them to the point where they're battling for a playoff spot, but I do think they should just naturally be better this year, and it would be a straight up failure if they're not. Like, not even just a disappointment.
Well,
that's failure.
You know, we can have this conversation anytime you want. To me, what a fascinating question that is. If they do the exact same thing again this year, then what do you do? Let's take a break, Pat. When we come back, we'll turn our attention to a couple of the other teams remaining in the Pacific Division. Just looking at new faces in new places in the Pacific Division. Later on this afternoon at 4:45, Elliot Friedman from Hockey Night in Canada Sportsnet will join us. Mike Culligan from Pittsburgh, the Hockey Writers, will join us inside hockey at 5:05. Why? Well, just because two guys are injured in Pittsburgh, Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin. They're kind of important. We'll talk to Mike Culligan about that later on as well. It's Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
The best insiders. The breaking sports news when it happens. Tons of play-by-play. Calgary, this is your sports radio. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
There's a drive that defines people on the prairies. No matter what the challenge, we don't back down. And we always come out stronger than we went in. Toyota's proud to be a part of this spirit, because after 50 years in the prairies, we've come a long way, too. And while, yeah, it's great to look back at where we've come from, it's where we're headed that really gets us going. Where will your road take you? Get started with up to $7,000 off select 2014s at your Prairie Toyota dealer.
If someone asks you, "Do you know what's happening in your house right now?" your answer would normally be, "No, I'm not psychic." But if you own a super simple high-definition Wi-Fi-enabled drop cam, your answer would be, "As a matter of fact, I do." And if that same someone asks, "Can you prove what's happening in your house right now?" you could pull out your computer or tablet or smartphone and show them. With DropCam, you can monitor anything from anywhere, and you'd be able to tell that oddly inquisitive someone, "Absolutely nothing is happening at my house right now." Or zoom in and say, "Look, my cat is playing with a piece of string." And if your curious, bordering on nosy friend asks, "But do you know what was happening in your house yesterday?" you'd be able to say, "Yes. Yes, I do, thanks to DropCam's cloud recording feature." You might also find yourself wondering what the deal is with your friend, because that is just a crazy number of questions about your house. Super simple, high-definition, Wi-Fi-enabled DropCam. Drop in on what you love. Learn more at dropcam.com. Available at Best Buy and Future Shop.
This is a friendly reminder to all potential owners of the 2014 RAV4 in the prairies.
RAV4 ownership may result in jealousy, envy, and irritation in friends, coworkers, people at the gym, that weird couple that camps across from you at the lake, and other random strangers. Avoid excessive excitement, exuberance, and exhilaration when discussing topics such as its enhanced fuel efficiency, class-leading cargo space, or how truly spectacular your life has become with the 2014 RAV4. Now available with finance rates as low as 0.9% at your Prairie Toyota dealer.
Welcome to Auto Value's Car Chat. Today we're talking to Megan.
Jimmy, every time I start talking, I can't stop. Last week when I was at the grocery store, this girl dropped her magazine. It had a picture of Bradley Cooper, and I was all like, he's so delish. Then I bought a grapefruit that day.
Whoa! I can't stop your motor mouth, but I can recommend the full line of Perfect Stop brake products from Auto Value. Pads, rotors, calipers, the works. All ready to install right out of the box.
That's awesome. It reminds me of when...
And we're out of time. Till next time, stay classy, Alberta.
Holy truck, Calgary! It's the Varsity Chrysler All-Out Sales Extravaganza. What do you want? Car, truck, SUV? What do you need? 700 new vehicles to choose. Now with huge incentives. Savings up to $15,000. Check out Varsity's award-winning lineup, including the Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the 2014 Ram 1500, starting at $19,997. The Dodge Grand Caravan with payments as low as $118. Or the 2015 Chrysler 200, starting at $29,98. Holy truck, those are low prices. The Holy Truck Sales Extravaganza. Varsity Chrysler, west on Deerfoot and McKnight, where everybody rides. rides.
At Swiss Chalet, we're celebrating our 60th anniversary with delicious two-can dine deals. Enjoy two of our famous quarter chicken dinners, a shareable appetizer, and dessert for only $19.99. Or let us come to you and take advantage of our delivery meal deal and get two quarter chicken dinners, a shareable appetizer, dessert, and two cans of pop for only $22.99. Hurry, because our 60th anniversary offer is only here until Sunday, September 28th. Some conditions apply. See in store or visit SwissChalet.com for details. Swiss Chalet, great food, great value.
At Chevrolet, we believe it's important to find the good in goodbye. That's why we're having a farewell celebration for all our 2014 vehicles at Chevrolet's Canada-wide clearance event. Right now, all 2014 vehicles are priced to go. That means 0% financing for 84 months on virtually all models, including Silverado, Cruze, Equinox, and Camaro, but only until September 30th. Hurry in today and say goodbye to your old vehicle and hello to your new Chevrolet. Visit AlbertaChevrolet.com for details.
Hey, we're the Box and Nails you're selling to the man trying to build a deck.
Trying is right. Poor guy has no clue.
He comes back to your hardware store every day looking for new supplies and advice.
So the least you can do is reward his loyalty with fast debit and credit card payment processing from Moneris.
When your entrepreneurship meets their ingenuity, they call it entrepreneurity.
Clever.
And you can get a gift worth up to $500 to make it work for you.
See how at Moneris.com.
Or call 1-800-MONERIS.
Alberta schools and licensed daycares are invited to participate in a fundraiser that has lots of crunch. Raise money and awareness of healthy eating with the Farm to School program. Students sell Canadian-grown vegetables, and half the money goes back to your school or daycare. All vegetables are fresh, local, and delivered between September and December. Make a healthy fundraising choice that supports your nutrition policy. Enroll now at farmtoschoolalberta.com. Proudly sponsored by Rogers Radio Group Alberta.
Hep, two, three, attention! Winter tires?
Check!
Heated seats?
Check!
Heated steering wheel?
Check!
Remote starter?
Check!
Well, guess we're ready to go to Grandma's.
Yay!
Gear up with Kia's available winter-ready features. Because when you're ready for winter, you're ready for victory. And save big with 0% financing up to 84 months and low weekly payments on most 2015s. The Kia Gear Up and Save event. Hot features, hotter prices. Offer ends September 30th. See Kia.ca for details.
I'm Lisa Murray, and here's your Sportsnet 960 The Fan Entertainment Guide. Get your lederhosen ready for the Calgary Oktoberfest. It's on from September 26th to the 27th at the BMO Centre. Sample special beers you won't find anywhere else, as well as delicious food from local pubs and eateries. Join in the celebration of Oktoberfest and score great prizes for best outfit, all in support of Kids Up Front. Head to sportsnet.ca/960 for all the details. And Sportsnet 960 The Fan is proud to support the Thanksgiving Memory Walk and Run. It's on October 12th at Eau Claire Market. Through joint efforts, we can help local families impacted by Alzheimer's disease. Head to alzheimercalgary.ca to register today. For details on all events, breaking sports updates, and more, head to sportsnet.ca/960.
Talk to your boss. It's totally okay to stream Sportsnet 960 all day and night on your work computer. In fact, it's new company policy. Sportsnet.ca/960. Talking sports in the afternoon. This is The Big Show on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's just the same level for me every time I come to a training camp. It's a you know, I intend to go and prove that I'm a good player and I'm the best option, and I want to play games and I want to win.
That's Ryan Miller, new number one in Vancouver. As we talk about new faces in new places in the Pacific Division, we'll skip over the Calgary Flames because I think most of us know about those. We move on to the Los Angeles Kings, the Stanley Cup champion. This is maybe the most interesting in this entire, because I've got all 30 teams here. They've acquired Adam Cracknell and David Van der Gulick, both former Flame draft picks.
Yeah.
Their offseason departures, Lyndon Vey, Willie Mitchell, Andrew Campbell, and Colin Fraser. Not a lot of change.
Basically the same team that won the Stanley Cup.
Right.
Yeah.
The Stanley Cup champions are going to come back, and that is unusual and scary at the same time, isn't it?
I mean, really, the guy that is most significant is Willie Mitchell.
Yeah,
because he really did have a very impressive postseason for the Kings. He was big for them. But, you know, the emergence of Jake Muzzin, I think, will help that. And they've got some bodies back there that I think will be able to do the job in a pretty decent way. And, I mean, yeah, you're losing Willie Mitchell, but
right.
you still have Slava Voynov and Drew Doughty, and so I think you're able to absorb that loss a whole lot easier. So that Kings team just looks straight up like a Stanley Cup contender again. All they did was win the Stanley Cup last year and have the same team this year, and it's not as if Anze Kopitar is going to get worse. It's not these guys aren't
yep.
past their prime players yet. You know, the core of this team, Jeff Carter and Anze Kopitar, Dustin Brown, Drew Doughty, Slava Voynov, Jonathan Quick, are all either in their primes or haven't even got to those quote-unquote prime years at this point. It's pretty scary when you think about it.
Moving on to the San Jose Sharks, because the San Jose Sharks, Pat, are in a full-blown rebuild.
Hey, they're going through exactly what we're going through here in Calgary.
Absolutely. Full, according to their general manager, according to their president, they are in a full-blown rebuild.
I see the parallels.
They have lost Brad Stewart off to Colorado. Danny Boyle, who did Boyle end up? The Rangers, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Was traded to the Islanders at one point.
Yes.
Right. Marty Havlett, John McCarthy, Bracken Kearns, and Matt Pellick.
Oh, how
they have acquired...
Matt Pellick didn't go to the Kings?
I know. They have acquired John Scott, Taylor Fadun, and Ty McGinn from Philadelphia. That is the sum total of the San Jose Sharks rebuild.
I don't know how they can't be... how they can't... Like, it's instant. That's the Ottawa Senators' cure to a rebuild, right? I don't know what they're doing in San Jose. I have no idea what the long-term
I think there's a little rope-a-dope going on there. Don't you?
But you don't you actually have to believe part of it for it to be a rope-a-dope? Like, you know how, like, okay, so you get sucked in. We're not getting sucked into it. Like, we're kind of like...
Yeah, you're right. When you're talking about don't you have to bite, you mean we have to bite.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's biting.
No.
I don't think anybody's biting. I think they're a flawed team. I really do. I think, you know, they've ostracized Joe Thornton. Joe Thornton will not be a Shark by the end of the year. There's my big, bold prediction. And I'm not talking about the end of the season. I'm talking about the end of the year, the mm-hmm. calendar year. I really think the pulling of the C, the talking about, you know, waiving the no trade and all of those things, I think they're trying to push Joe Thornton to the brink of give us a list here and we will go forward and make something happen. I think that's how they feel they have to address it. I think they need to find their goalie. I don't think it's Antti Niemi in their eyes. I don't know if it can be Alex Stalock. Maybe it can be. I like their blue line. I don't think it's flashy. I think Brent Burns going back there helps them. Up front, they're relying an awful lot on Thomas Hertl and a lot on Matt Nieto, a couple of guys coming back for their second season. But I don't buy them. I think they're a playoff team,
yeah.
And I think they have a big deal to make this year.
Well, I think that they are one of those teams that have kind of lost ground in the Western Conference.
Sure,
I don't think they've gotten worse, but I don't think they've kept up with some of the Joneses. I mean, the LA is already good. They're the defending Stanley Cup champions. Anaheim got better. I think St. Louis got better. I think Chicago got slightly better. I even think you can make the argument that Colorado... I'm kind of on the fence as to whether or not they got better. But, you know,
Colorado could be better just singly by their young guys.
And
being
yeah,
better, right?
Their progression. But yeah. Minnesota got better and Dallas got better. Yeah. And San Jose just kind of stood still. And so I think they're a playoff team because they're in the Pacific Division. And I think that they'll be able to get that third spot because I don't see anybody else getting it.
They remind me a bit of a balloon, Pat. And their history has always been this. They're full of helium and they rise, but then they bump up against that Western Conference final and they can't get back, and then they come back down to earth. And maybe they're going to miss the playoffs and maybe they're not. Maybe this is their resetting and then they'll come all the way back up. You know, that's a team. I love their coach. I think Todd McClellan's an excellent coach. I'm just not enamored with their general manager. I think he gets way too much credit, and he has not executed the thing that has been necessary, whatever it is, to get that team over the hump. He got so much praise for getting rid of Murray right? And, oh, look at that. Yeah. You see the rebuilding on the fly. You see what San Jose, you could only hope to do that, was what a bunch of people in Toronto were saying. But that's not accurate.
Yeah.
And I don't think Doug Wilson, to me, Doug Wilson should be one of the first general managers. If they're going to make a change in Pittsburgh, why aren't they making a change in San Jose?
And in Pittsburgh, that group has won a Stanley Cup. Let's not forget.
Yes.
And in San Jose, they have not. And what I guess is really my criticism of Doug Wilson this summer, and maybe if your bold prediction comes true, then the criticism starts to turn a little bit. But they haven't made the move they've needed to make. They need to shake up their leadership group, and they really haven't. Mm-hmm. Letting Dan Boyle walk is not enough to say, ooh, core has been changed. Okay, Dan Boyle walking is part of it, but I think you need a Marlowe or a Thornton to be dealt at this point. Or both. Because I think right now, there's no doubt about it. Logan Couture and Joe Pavelski and Mark Edward Vlasic, these are the guys that are going to drive the Sharks forward. And having Thornton and Marlowe still have the voices they have in that locker room and the profile they have in that locker room, I don't know if it's doing good things for them right now.
Finally, the Vancouver Canucks. New general manager in Jim Benning. New head coach in Willie Desjardins. They got Nick Bonino. They got Lucas Sabisa from Anaheim for Ryan Kesler. They acquired Derek Dorsett from the Rangers. They picked up Lyndon Vay from Los Angeles, signing Ryan Miller. They signed Dustin Jeffrey, and they signed Radim Verbata. Gone. Kesler. Garrison. Jason Garrison, now in Tampa Bay. David Booth, now in Toronto. Mike Santarelli, now in Toronto. Zach Dalpe, now in Buffalo. Jordan Schrader, now in Minnesota. Ben Ferriero, now in St. Louis. Jeremy Welsh in St. Louis. Andrew Alberts, Pascal Pelletier, and Yann Sauvé, gone from the organization. I don't quite know what to expect from the Vancouver Canucks. And a lot of it, Pat, will be whether or not the Sedins have it in them to rebound enough.
Mm-hmm.
Their production last year was so unlike them. And I'm echoing what everybody else is saying. I think that was all on the coach.
Yep.
There's no doubt about it. But they're older guys. Can they bounce back? Can they be relevant offensively again in this league?
Well, it seems like everybody says Radim Verbata is going to be the guy to play with them to start. That's right there. All three of those guys are over 30 years old.
Right.
Can you have a really high-end first line with three guys over 30 years old in this league? I mean, it's not the most common thing. Not saying they can't, but I'll be very interested to see whether or not that plays out. I think Vancouver now enters the territory of needing to be a hard-working, very diligent group if they're going to want to be a team that is competitive. Because I think that the Kesler deal, you lose a guy and you bring in Bonino. I think Bonino will be very serviceable for him, but you didn't replace him. You didn't replace him.
No.
And you probably got worse by trading Ryan Kesler just from one guy and who you replaced him with.
Is there any possibility we're going to find out that Ryan Kesler, just by being out of that dressing room, will help that team? Because he clearly didn't want to be there.
Maybe.
Clearly asked to be there. I thought one of the interesting things was kind of the fallout from the new rule tweaks and everything, and the diving, the enforcement on diving, was they named names. And one of the names that was named was Ryan Kesler. And I don't think Flames fans are probably wondering why Alexander Burrows is in that group. Whatever. I just wonder if change for the sake of change won't be good for this club.
Could be. And I think the biggest change that they made was, and the general manager was big, but the biggest change was behind the bench. To bring in
Willie Desjardins
and John Tortorella are Hawaii and Antarctica. Like they're so polar opposite, even though those aren't actual polar opposites. You know what I'm saying?
They do.
It's a brand new approach for Willie Desjardins coming into that Canucks organization. And that move alone, I think, will make them a better team, even without Kesler being gone. So,
right. Yeah,
I think Kesler made him worse, but losing him made him worse. But I think Desjardins coming in and this team maybe adopting a new philosophy and maybe more of an underdog mentality, I think turns them into an interesting team this year. I don't think they'll make the playoffs, but I think that they'll be competitive and kind of in the mix for making the playoffs. I think that they'll be there with the other wild card teams. I think San Jose is the team that gets that third Pacific Division spot, and I think Anaheim and LA run away with the division. But I'm curious to see how close Vancouver can keep it with the Minnesotas and the Dallases and the Colorados for one of those wild card spots.
I think they have the capability of being closer to San Jose than people think.
I don't think it's miles between them. No. I do think San Jose's better, but I think Vancouver can keep it close with them too, for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's a look at the Pacific Division. New faces, new places. We'll try and hit up all the divisions as the preseason goes on. But, you know, I went through this a couple of days ago and looked at it and said, wow, that's a lot of change. Then you read it and you go, wow, that's a lot of change. not necessarily the high-end guys, but a lot of, you know, I forgot all about Jordan Schrader. He's now with the Wild and things. You know,
I didn't even know Jordan Schrader was with the Wild until you said it yesterday. So,
you know what I mean? There was so much turnover this year. Just so much turnover. Have you checked out DropCam? DropCam.com. You can look at it live and in person at Best Buy and Future Shop. You don't need to turn this over. All you need to do is add to it. That's the best part about DropCam is the flexibility. You can hook up to 9 DropCams on your system and really secure your house. Simple as that. You have the ability to put the app on your phone. And the other thing that I think gives you great flexibility, maybe we haven't talked about it enough, is the optional web service or cloud service where you can record up to a month's worth of video and go back and watch it. Now, you know, for security purposes, maybe you don't need that. But maybe you're trying to catch something. Maybe you're trying to watch something. Maybe you're using it to kind of keep track of the kid in the in the baby's room, and you hate to miss those first steps. Or maybe you're looking for, you know, something your cat, your dog does when they're away, and you can go back, you can find the video and go, aha, okay, it was the cat that was tearing up the chair. You can find out if it was the dog that knocked over the plant. You have that ability, flexibility with DropCam and the optional cloud recording. Go to DropCam.com today to learn more about this flexible, unique, and must-have item. Quite honestly, I love mine. You will love yours. DropCam.com. Check it out. Best Buy and Future Shop. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we'll bring you some headlines. We'll check in on the first day, official first day of Flames camp as well. Elliot Friedman from Hockey Night in Canada and Sportsnet will join us at 4:45. It's Sportsnet 960, The Fan.